The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Simon's mother-in-law lay sick with a fever. They immediately told him about her. He approached, grasped her hand, and helped her up. Then the fever left her, and she waited on them. When it was evening after sunset, they brought to him all who were ill or possessed by demons. The whole crowd, the whole town was gathered at his door. He cured many who were sick with various diseases, and he drove out many demons, not permitting them to speak because they knew him. Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed. Simon and those who were with him pursued him, and on finding him said, "Everyone is looking for you." He told them, "Let us go on to the nearby villages, that I may preach there also. For this purpose have I come." So he went into their synagogues, preaching and driving out demons throughout the whole of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. What I thought we'd do today is talk about our first reading from the letter to the Hebrews, because you're going to hear from Hebrews as your first reading for a long time. It's about 4 weeks, almost a month, where every day, unless it's a feast day, is going to be from the letter to the Hebrews. So let's just understand it a little bit better. It'll help you to understand throughout all those days. Hebrews is traditionally attributed to St. Paul. Now, there's no evidence in Hebrews that Paul actually wrote it, but I'm not getting to get into all that. Let's just say that the Council of Trent attributed Hebrews to St. Paul. And Hebrews is a letter that's written to Jewish Christians, that is to say, to people who had grown up and lived their whole lives as Jews, as Israelites, and they converted to this brand new religion, confessing Jesus as the Messiah. And because of this, these Jewish Christians are living their lives under soft persecution. All of their friends, all of their relatives, all of their business associates are pressing them, relentlessly pressuring them to give up this new faith, this faith which is only just a few years old, and return to Judaism, which they've known all their lives. And the letter to the Hebrews was written to encourage them to persevere. And here's where it's particularly helpful to all of us, because this is a temptation that's as old as the hills. Whenever you set yourself to do something that's good or true or new or difficult, don't you face the temptation, the relentless temptation to quit? Yes, we do. St. John of the Cross once said that whenever you're faced with a choice, one choice is easy, one choice is difficult. The difficult choice is almost always the one that God wills. And there's a temptation to quit. We all know what this is like. Could be something real simple. Maybe you decide that you're going to change the way you eat and you're going to get rid of a few unwanted pounds, or maybe you're going to take up some new exercise, and you're fine for a short while, right? Just for a short while, it's no trouble, and the resolution is strong and fresh in your mind, but my goodness, isn't it hard to persevere? It's that relentless temptation to quit. It could be something much more substantial, much more important. Very many people face this in their families as they take a stand over some moral issue, and it usually has to do with marriage, and everyone pressures them to cave in. Pressure, relentless pressure. And isn't it such a terrible, terrible temptation to quit? Yes, it is. Same temptation that the Israelites faced as they walked through the desert. I love the book of Exodus, because as they're trying to get to this promised land, they have to go through hardship to get there, and so many people want to quit and go back to slavery where things were familiar, and at least they were familiar and comfortable. And Hebrews is written to help you persevere. That's really what this letter is all about. And it says that the way to persevere is to keep your eyes on Christ. How do you persevere? Keep your eyes on Christ. He took on your blood. He took on your flesh.
He freed us from slavery, which made us live in fear, became like us in all things to help those who are being tested. What does it mean to keep your eyes on Christ? Well, it means to get into a habit of prayer. Constantly remember Jesus Christ in your mind, in your prayer. Remember his sufferings. Remember that his entire life was one of opposition to the values of the world, relentless pressure from which he never caved in. Remember his sufferings and ask him for strength. You're not strong enough on your own. Only he's strong enough, and he can make you strong too if you constantly, sincerely call on him. Because the temptation that we face is this. Either we're going to do what's good and what's true, in spite of the fact that it's not easy, or we're going to do what's easy in spite of the fact that it's not good, is not true. That's how people live. Either you amend your life to fit your beliefs, or you will end up amending your beliefs to fit your life. Keep your eyes on Christ to be true. A good leader always identifies with his people. And Christ identifies with us, that's what Hebrews says. He took on our sufferings. There's not a single suffering that you've ever undergone that he hasn't gone through. Reminds me of some great spiritual leaders down through the years. I remember Mother Teresa of Calcutta. She went to visit her religious sisters in Tijuana. And to celebrate her arrival, all the religious sisters, they built this beautiful garden in the patio in the convent. They thought she'd like this. And she sees this garden and she says, "Tear it up!" And the sisters say, why? It's a beautiful garden. And she says, look. And she points up into the hills and the surrounding countryside in Tijuana. And she says, look at the poor. Look at where they live. Do they have gardens? Do you see any gardens up there in the hills? Tear it up. Become like them in all things. That's the way to identify. It reminds me of Damien of Molokai. You remember Damien, the leper priest with the leper colony in Molokai? And when did he really have success among the lepers? When he became a leper himself. When he contracted leprosy, when he became one of them. Well, Christ became one of us. And this is my very simple message for you as you listen to the letter to the Hebrews. Call on Christ in your prayer. Keep your eyes on him at all times. Let him be your strength, that he might show you the way and give you the grace to hear the voice of God and say yes. Amen.